The fourth Sunday in Lent, the prayer of the day. Bend your ear to our prayers, Lord Christ, and come among us. By your gracious life and death for us, bring light into the darkness of our hearts and anoint us with your Spirit. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reading is the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. You restore my soul, O Lord. You guide me along right pathways for your name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup is running over. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Psalms are characterized as those praising God and speaking to the Word of God. First, they are songs of praise that capture an astonished wonder of the vast complexity and beauty of creation, our everyday reality. Creation is seen as a victory over chaos, God establishing order. But also in these songs of praise, we celebrate how every creature is a creation of God, bears the imprint of the Creator, and is under the Creator's care. Secondly, the Psalms capture the Word of God. We often talk about God's law and how I believe it is better expressed as God's words, God's guidelines, God's directions of what it means to be in this covenant relationship the Creator has made with us. The psalmist does not focus on mere codes of rules or regulations, but the words of God that express love for creation. In words that we are able to recognize the heart and the mind of God. The Psalms reflect, it is said, the drama of humanity. They address our confidence, our hopes, our aspirations, joys, thanksgiving, our triumphs, but also express tenderness, sorrow, despair, and penitence. In writing about the Psalms, Martin Luther said, "The words are appropriate to all circumstances. The Psalms meet one's needs as though composed exclusively for the sake of the individual person." They are a message, then, of sustaining hope and faith. They are a power for daily life. They are to nurture the human spirit with a timeless vitality. And therefore, we are encouraged to use the passages to provide a meditative experience. For the Psalms reflect pastoral and spiritual care that can address the phases, the experiences, the different chapters of our lives. The 23rd Psalm is called the Psalm of Divine Diligence, describing the role of the shepherd. There's a story of the shepherd keeping watch over the flock. It had been a long, hot day, and eventually he fell asleep. He later awoke, not sure how much time had passed. and he became concerned that perhaps one of the sheep had slipped away or perhaps been stolen. So he begins to count them, to account for them. And he counts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The 23rd Psalm gives attention to the care of God for the preservation of the flock, for each and every sheep, each and every person. The summary of the psalm can be seen in the opening verse. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord, the creator, the author of life, takes the role of being my shepherd. The Lord is a shepherd of the sheep that are so often afraid and timid and stubborn and even stupid. But the Lord has chosen to care for them. Jesus takes this relationship even further, talking of the Father and the children. But we as the children have to accept the similar instincts of the sheep. The prophet Isaiah wrote, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have all turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on himself the iniquity of us all." The sheep depend upon this type of shepherd that the psalmist describes, one who is gentle and kind, intelligent, brave, devoted and selfless. Just as the Creator offers himself to be called a shepherd. That we have been created to be the object of the Creator's affection. We ask, who better to care for us? The psalm is about this profound relationship, and it heightens our awareness of it, that each of us recognize God's concern about me. Each and every one of us can say, I have dignity. I have purpose. I have meaning. And we join with the celebration of the psalmists, the praise of the psalmist, by proclaiming, "Look who my shepherd is."